When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And I got a lot of catching up to do because I was missing out on updates during the whole Kids Read Comics lead-in. And gosh, you know, I don't know if I want to do a wrap-up because, I mean, Mark and I did a wrap-up. I mean, I've got more to share that I didn't get to share on the regular Art and Story show. But and I got some takeaways from it that I guess I could share in terms of organizing events and why I think that KRC 2011 was successful, what we did to make it successful. But I'm going to sit on that for a little bit and see if it still feels like something worth sharing before I go ahead and just dump it out into the feed. Because, you know, my first priority with these audio essays is to try to be useful to you guys. And so for today's topic, I have something that's been percolating in my brain ever since Kids Read Comics, because while I was there, I obviously got to hang out with some cartoonists for a bit and have some cartoonist-style discussions. And Brandon Dayton was there of BrandonDayton.com. And anybody who's listened to the Comics Great podcast, he was also on a couple of Art and Stories, you know that he is a pretty profound thinker about our medium and about storytelling in general. And while I was talking with Brandon, and I think it was me and Brandon, and I think Dave Roman was there, and a couple other people, we're sitting around talking, and Brandon brought up this concept of the artist's tribe, right? Tribes is a term that gets thrown around a lot nowadays, and I think it got popularized by Seth Godin, if I'm not mistaken. Could be somebody else. Somebody feel free to correct me on this in the comments thread for this post or this episode. And Brandon was talking about tribes and, you know, how artists coagulate into little tribal camps. And this isn't to say that it's like a primitive society where we honor our tribe and dishonor the other tribe, although that does happen. I mean, anybody watch Twitter lately? Holy cow. People are always picking fights with one another. And I guess that's part of a healthy ecosystem of a society, right? Is that you have to debate topics. But Brandon asked me, what would be the one taboo in my tribe? And I said instinctively, I mean, it was just like, it was a knee-jerk reaction. I was like, oh, that's easy. And that would be to dismiss or to dishonor another cartoonist's work because you don't understand it, and to cling too tightly to your own definitions of what cartooning or what comics art is. Case in point, as an example, as I said during the discussion, said, you know, people get high and mighty or defensive or outright aggressive towards people like Randall Monroe, who does XKCD, because, oh, he's not a cartoonist. He's only using stick figures. It's clear that he doesn't know how to draw. Or Ryan North's Dinosaur Comics. Or I forget the guy who does the comic The Oatmeal. There's always people lining up to say, well, that's not cartooning because they're not observing the history of the craft and the principles of cartooning. To which I say, well, no, they're not. They're coming into this fresh, and they're coming into this without a whole lot of baggage of what cartooning is, and therefore they have the opportunity to invent new things and bring new symbols and new language to our medium, and who knows where the next big idea is going to come from. And I think it's a little bit short-sighted and dismissive to cling too tightly to what you hold to be true what makes a good comic and what makes a bad comic. Now, before anybody points the finger and wags it at me, yes, indeed, I do like to get hung up on definitions at times, like what are comics and what are not comics, like the whole motion comics thing where I submit that motion comics are definitively not comics. They are a new medium and we shouldn't call them comics just for the sake of keeping things clear. This is an opportunity to name a new medium. Let's not have it be confused with what we do because there are different skill sets and different opportunities that are employed by each medium, okay? So it's not about comics being better than motion comics, although you guys know where I stand on that, but that's a personal opinion, right? But it's more or less to say that, yes, in certain respects, when you're talking about a medium itself and what the medium can achieve, it is a good idea to have some clear definitions just for the sake of discussion, to be able to discuss this with other people and so as not to confuse the general public. But in terms of judging somebody's art style, judging somebody's writing style, judging the way somebody employs comics within a medium, the way they execute their comics, that would be the one taboo. And so, but then it came up with this whole topic of tribes in general. And I wound up saying another thing that was a knee-jerk reaction that I myself was surprised by as I said it. And it was one of those wonderful opportunities where, or one of those wonderful moments where you hear yourself say something that reveals something about yourself that you yourself didn't even realize was there underneath the radar. And as we got talking more and more about tribes and taboos and what you know, because if I got a taboo in my tribe, so to speak, that means that if somebody acts that way, I would eject them from my tribe. You are no longer welcome in my tribe because you behave in such a way, right? That's the whole purpose of a taboo. And the question came up like, well, who's in your tribe? Can you name the people in your tribe? And I thought about it and I was like, you know, I don't know who's in, if I have a tribe at all. I don't even know if I got one. And it dawned on me that we were talking about the tribe that we would associate with, the tribe that we would identify with, not necessarily something that even really exists. And I even said at that point, this is the part that surprised me, is I said, well, you know, when you're talking about this kind of stuff, you're talking about the tribe that you want to get to, that Valhalla, that that Mount Olympus that you want to get to, but you never get there because if you get there, it's the end of the movie and there's no point in striving anymore. Wow, what a thing to say. And that is so reflective of so many things that I've said in the past, this idea that you're always striving for perfection, knowing that you're never going to get there, but that doesn't stop you from keep trying. Now, on the other hand, okay, so let me summarize my statement here. So what I revealed about myself, to me anyway, is that I don't feel like I really have a group of people where this is where I belong, this is my home, these are my people. Yes, to a very abstract extent, I have that. As I've often said, cartoonists are my favorite people in the world, and I love being around them, cartoonists of all stripes, because I think they're fascinating people, and they're doing the things that I love. So yes, I do identify to a certain extent, but do I feel like I am amongst my people where we all cherish and share the same customs and beliefs and standards and ethics and whatnot? No, I don't. And what's more is, that statement I threw out of it being, you know, if you get it, it's the end of the movie, just goes to show that I'm not even, there's no like concrete goal of having it in my mind. I'm the search is more important than the goal in that regard. Now, on the other hand, where I was going earlier before I interrupted myself, one of the reasons I said that Kids Read Comics this past weekend, Kids Read Comics 2011, was one of the best weekends of my life, was because after the shows, I didn't get to do a whole lot of socializing after the shows, but I did do a little bit, more than I did in previous years, which was nice. But after the shows, when I was hanging out with cartoonists, I was surrounded by people who were closer to my heart of hearts in terms of ethics, beliefs, and customs and whatnot. Got to have a little hangout with like Casey Van Hise, Dave Roman, Brandon Dayton, my wife Anne, Rob Stenzinger, Zach Bosteel. Anybody who's ever been in a social environment, you know that there always comes a time where ego starts getting into the picture a little bit. You get somebody who wants to be a little bit of a show off, or you get somebody who's there for different reasons than you. When I get together with a cartoonist or with a group of cartoonists, all I want to do is talk about philosophy and story, all the stuff I talk about in Thunder Punch Daily, okay? So anybody who likes thinking about and talking about the stuff that I talk about in Thunder Punch Daily, that's really who my tribe is. And these people, when I was surrounded by them, that's all we talked about. We didn't talk about who was the coolest, who was the uncoolest. We didn't talk about pop culture, at least not that much. I mean, there was some discussion about that because we're talking about cartoons and Transformers, which I can't get away from. But for the most part, it was this kind of like, you know, high level, 1,000-foot down view of like what it's like being an artist and just talking about it in a non-pretentious, fun, friendly way. And that is why it was the best weekend of my life, because I walked away from that experience feeling just elated and not even like, I always use the term electrified. I wasn't electrified. It was more of a contentment of like, yeah, that is the kind of feeling I wanted when I got into this cartooning business in the first place. I was hoping for that day when I'd get to sit around with a bunch of peers who are doing all doing their own interesting things in the field, and setting aside any kind of ego or status, and just talking about how cool comics are, how cool storytelling is, and how neat it is to do what we do. So there was a sense during this discussion that I was amongst people of my tribe, or at the very least, neighboring tribes, very friendly neighboring tribes. But do I feel like I'm in it? Do I feel like these are my people and this is the, you know, and everything I said before? No. And that's an interesting thought. I mean, that to me anyway, it's very analogous to this idea of the striving for perfection in your work, knowing that you'll never get there, but loving the striving more than anything else. And it makes me think about where I was when I was first starting out, when I was in my 20s and I was working for an Arctic Press, and I would see all these discussions going on online amongst all these people that I respected, and I was too afraid to get involved in the discussion because, oh, I might say something dumb and I just want to get in the right crowd because then everything's going to be easy for me. And now that I'm a little bit older and I've been doing this a little bit longer, and then I finally get to that point where I'm hanging out with peers and people I respect and talking about this stuff, I realized in that moment that it's not so important to have that tribe. It's more important to have a vision of a tribe and knowing that you're at best, at least this is where I stand right now, okay? Like in June of 2011, who knows where I'll be in a couple of years from now, because of course, you know, my mind is likely to change, and is all of our minds, right? And that's a good thing. But where I stand right now, the takeaway I got from that discussion was that, you know what, maybe we don't get there, and maybe it's more about striving for it and constantly evaluating what the parameters of your personal tribe are, and finding the neighboring tribes that get along with that are peaceful with your viewpoint. Although half of the fun of this stuff is bumping up against the ones you disagree with and getting into the debate. I love that too. Paul Story, who was on a recent Comics Are Great show, the video is actually at comicsaregreat.tv. He and I, it's funny, once we finished the recording of the show, he said, you know, we don't disagree as much as you make us out to. And I said, well, no, we don't, but it's a good TV for us to disagree a lot. But also at the same time, deep down, we do disagree on several key issues of our field. And that doesn't mean I don't like him. That doesn't mean that I think he's an idiot. I think he's wrong, but at the same time, I respect him and I even admire him to a degree. And it's just fun to talk with him about that stuff. So yeah, where am I going with all this? It was just a reflection on the fact that I didn't even realize that, you know, after all these years of doing Kids Read Comics, you know, year one and year two, as the organizer or a co-organizer, I rarely got to spend any time with the cartoonists, and it always really bummed me out. It really bothered me that, bothered, because I accepted the fact that as an organizer, it's my responsibility to facilitate social hours between cartoonists. And that just meant that in the facilitating of those events, it meant that I didn't really get to participate as much as I would like. So it always made me a little sad that, but at the same time, it made me happy because I made something possible. I participated in making something possible that made artists happy. And that's a great thing. But, you know, there was always that little piece of me that was like, hey, well, I want to hang out too. And this year I finally got it. And it seemed like striving for participation in the tribe. And then I get there and realize, oh, wait, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not the end of the movie. And it does. And I don't want it to be the end of the movie. I don't want to get to the point where the gates open up and here's the place where you belong. The place where you belong is in the constant search of finding the place where you belong, which sounds so silly and so dumb. But anyway, that's what I, you know, am reflecting on after KRC. That's one of the reflections. And I think I'll call it good there before I say anything else that's silly or corny. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We could not do it without you. I posted a video today. If you look on artandstorypodcast.com, it should be the post right before this one. I did a quick little demo on doing through lines to create dynamic characters. I will be catching up on videos and Thunder Punch dailies in the weeks to come. as I recover from the incredible experience of KRC, both a grueling and wonderful experience that I look forward to doing again. Well, I'll look forward to it for the next probably 10 months, and then the last two, I'm going to be crying like I was this year. But it's totally worth it. How can I complain when we're making something that makes kids and artists happy? That's a good thing. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Today's story was about something more precious, more valuable than gold or silver. It's called friendship. Orko learned that friendship can't be bought. Giving somebody a present may get that person to act as if he or she is your friend, but don't be fooled. A real friend is someone who likes you for yourself, not your presence. So don't try to buy friendship. Just be yourself and treat others with honesty and respect. And then you'll know the friends you make will be real ones.